رسول الله وعلى أهل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين صلى الله عليك يا سيدي يا أمير المؤمنين ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إلى حصنكم يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما صرعتني صب الهموم بيوم حيدر الطهر فيه أضحى صريعا ويله ما له مع المرتضى الطهر آخل مصطفى أساء الصنيعا غاله وهو قائم في مصلى وهو قائم في المصلى لباري سماء يبدل خشوعا شق بالسيف رأسه ولقد كان للدين على سيف صنيعا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. Brothers and sisters, the night of Qadr, night of Dua, a night that's better than 1,000 nights. But I want to take you to Kufa this night. Allah, this night with Ali. Let's spend this night, this moment with Amir al-Mu'mineen. It is reported that on this night, Imam Ali alayhi salam was with his daughter Zainab alayhi salam having iftar. So she placed three bowls of food in front of him. One with salt, one with milk, and one with dates. Imam Ali removed one and said to his daughter, Do you want me to stand longer in the hands of Allah, Yawm al-Qiyamah? After that, Imam started his tahajjud prayers, praying and reciting dua. Every now and then, he will go outside into the house, into the courtyard, and look up at the sky, and looks at the stars, and says, Hiya hiya wallahi al-laylat al-lati وعدني بها حبيبي رسول الله. Oh, by Allah, it is the night that my beloved advised me of. And then he says, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I don't know how Zainab alayhi salam had her father say his words. I don't know how she felt at that moment. She said, Oh father, has something happened? As you are not yourself tonight. He said, Oh Zainab, this is the night I was advised and told about by your grandfather Rasulullah. I don't want to imagine what Zainab must have felt at that moment. Her father's telling her that he'll be leaving this world. He's our father as well. Rasulullah says, Ya Ali, ana wa ant abawadhi al-ummah. We are both of us the fathers of this ummah. In this night, brothers and sisters, we lost our beloved father. Then when the Imam alayhi salam was about to leave the door, his belt latched onto the door. And so while tightening it, he said these words of poetry. اشدد حيازيمك للموت فإن الموت لاقيك ولا تغد من الموت إذا حل بناديك ولا تغتر بالدهر وإن كان يصافيك كما أضحكك الدهر كذاك الدهر يبكيك. Our beloved Imam enters the mosque, waking up the people lovingly like a loving father. As-salat, as-salat, O servants of God. While he was walking, waking up people and walking around the mosque, he came to the murderer, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim al-Muradi. He was sleeping on his stomach. Emir al-Mu'mineen said, Oh man, sleep on your back or on your side. This sleep is of shaitan. Brothers and sisters, even at that moment, and he knows this is the enemy, he gives him advice, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. Imam went towards his mihrab and called out his adhan and then started his tahajjud prayers. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Imam went down to his ruku. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. And then he goes down to his first sajda. He went down to his second sajda. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdih. Before he gets up from his second sajda, Ibn Muljim runs towards the Imam and strikes the Imam with his sword on his head. Aywa Imam, aywa الله أكبر أمير المؤمنين. At that moment of the strike, brothers and sisters, he didn't say anything else other than